Hello, welcome to BBC Bite Size with the naked scientists Chris Smith and Kat Arney. Our cells are full of proteins that do different jobs, including functioning as enzymes. But what exactly are enzymes, Kat?
Well, to use a scientific term, enzymes are biological catalysts.
And in a non-scientific term?
Well, simply put, a catalyst is just a substance that speeds up chemical reactions but doesn't actually get used up. So enzymes are proteins in our cells that help to speed up the biological reactions that are essential for life but don't get used up, so they can go on and catalyse more reactions.
And how do they actually work?
Enzymes are usually quite complex proteins folded into a precise shape, and this shape leaves something called an active site.
And what does that do?
Well, each enzyme catalyses a specific reaction. Say, for example, it sticks two other molecules together. Now, these molecules, known as substrates, fit cosily into that active site and get joined together. If these molecules were just floating around in the cell, this would hardly ever happen. So that's why enzymes are so essential.
And presumably that shape is pretty important.
Yes, if the shape of an enzyme changes, then there's a risk that the shape of the active site will change too. And of course, this means that the substrate won't fit, so no reaction. If an enzyme is damaged in this way, we usually say it's been denatured.
Is that the same as being killed?
No, you can't say killed. Although enzymes are found in living things and are essential for life, they're just proteins, so they're not really alive. So we say they get denatured.
And what sorts of things can do that denaturing?
Well, there's two things that are important here. That's temperature and pH, how acid or alkaline the environment is where the enzyme's working.
Okay, well, let's look at them in turn and start with temperature. How does that affect enzymes?
Well, as the temperature increases, so does the rate of chemical reactions, including those catalysed by enzymes. But this only really works up to a point. The best or optimum temperature for the enzymes in our bodies is 37 degrees C. Hence, that's body temperature. But if the temperature increases past that, then the rate of reaction actually goes down as the enzymes get denatured. By 60 degrees centigrade, there's pretty much no activity at all for most human enzymes. However, there's a few bacteria that live in volcanic deep sea vents at the bottom of the ocean. The enzymes in these bacteria are incredible. They can stand really high temperatures, even up to 95 degrees, but they are pretty unusual.
Well, that's hot. What about pH, though?
Changes in pH can also alter an enzyme's shape, and that affects how well it works. Different enzymes work best at different pH values, and that depends on where in the body it's normally found. So, for example, it's about pH 2 down in your stomach, and that's very acidic, so the enzymes that work there have adapted to that low pH. But in the intestines, the pH is about 7.5, so a different set of enzymes work there, and any enzymes that have passed through from the stomach will be denatured.
Okay, so can you give us some examples of the sorts of jobs that an enzyme would do?
Enzymes do all sorts of things in living cells, from bacteria to humans. They catalyse photosynthesis, that's the process plants use to harness the energy in the sun. They carry out protein synthesis, sticking amino acids, the basic building blocks of life, together to make proteins. And they also carry out aerobic respiration.
Is that the same as breathing?
No, breathing is more properly called ventilation. Respiration's like a chemical reaction that cells use to make energy from food, usually sugars like glucose. The aerobic bit means that the process needs oxygen in order to happen.
So where does respiration happen in the body?
Respiration takes place in specialised bits of your cells called mitochondria. You can think of these as the power stations of the cell, burning fuel in the form of sugars to make energy.
Okay, so you start with glucose and oxygen. What do you get at the end?
Well, you can think about respiration as an equation. You put in glucose and oxygen and you get carbon dioxide, water and energy at the end. This energy is used to fuel life, for example, by providing the energy to move muscles or to generate heat to keep your body temperature constant. Energy is also used to make large molecules such as proteins and DNA. For example, enzymes in plants use energy to join together sugars, nitrates and other molecules to make amino acids. Those the basic building blocks of proteins.
So that's the basics about enzymes and respiration. And in part two of this podcast, we'll find out about one of the specific jobs that enzymes do in our bodies, and that's digesting our lunch,